This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
If a person appreciates Hashem, because he appreciates what Hashem does for him, someone who's moreed b'Kodesh Baruch Hu, who's moreed b'tovato shel HaKodesh Baruch Hu. But it's something interesting here. Yeah. Because what do we have? We have over here that they did a tremendous Aveira, and yet we're rooting it to Kfiyas HaTayf, which explains why monkey? What's the monkey? And the answer is Ata lo ben adam. The lesson to be taken, you could walk around eating, talking, even doing business, and have a tremendous mind to fratzlach in this world. Yet, the Torah says, Ata lo ben adam, ata kof, you're a monkey. You look like a person, you sound like a person, avol, ata lo ben adam. There's a story that they say over. They say over a story that there was once a daughter of a prominent mayor in a town that she went crazy and she decided that she's a chicken. She had a mishum shigayon that she's a chicken. So she went to the backyard, yeah, and she took off habgadim shela, and she stayed with the chicken, eating corn kernels, like a chicken in the coop. The father, who was a prominent mayor, she was so embarrassed. What happened to his daughter? Anyone who could heal my daughter, I will give honrav, I'll give all my money, okay? Ya Yehudi Echad, Shaya Chacham Pikeach. Jew was a smart guy. He says, I'm going to take care of this. Goes to the mayor. He says, leave it to me. I'm going to take care of her. He goes to the backyard. He takes off his begadim. And he goes on all four. And he sits next to his daughter. And he starts eating the chicken food. And he's pecking. So she says to him, what are you doing here? She says, what are you doing here? She says, well, I'm a chick. He says, so too. I'm also a chick. I'm a chick. I'm a rooster. Okay, good. And together, this went on for a while. One day he turns to her and he says, Efokatub, where does it say that a chicken has to be in a chicken coop outside when it's cold? Maybe it could be in a house. Maybe it could be in a house, in a warm room. Let's go inside. It's muchach. It has to be that we are outside in a chicken coop. She goes, you know, Zahayon Tov, you're right. They both went in. He tells her, who says a chicken has to be b'liv gadim, bonil bash gadim? Who says a chicken has to sleep on the floor? He can sleep in a bed. Who says a chicken has to eat chicken kernel, chicken food? Garimim, bonachal, bitzim, let's go eat bread, lachmaniot, you know, it's whatever you guys like, lachmaniot, jachna, whatever you guys eat, okay, I don't know, whatever it is, yeah? Bonachal. And little by little, he convinces her, and she starts to behave like a regular person. He comes to the father and he says, all right, pay up. Pay up. See? She sleeps in a bed. She goes to work. She goes, I got it to do everything like a regular person. He goes, but what are you talking about? She still thinks she's a chicken. So he tells the father, what do you care what's inside it? As long as she eats and drinks and sleeps like a regular person, he's a person, give me money, pay me up. Bifnimi choshevichi chicken. What's the problem with the story? Of course it makes a difference. Just because you walk around and you act officially like a person and you go to work and you sleep in a bed. Zadain lo meshata ben adam. Ma bifnim, what's inside you? chicken. Adam shu kafui tov. Choshvim shu ben Adam. Choshvim shu ben Adam. Choshvim. Look at him. He's so honorable, respectable, big businessman. Ukof. Uchaya. Ulo ben Adam. This was the lesson that was supposed to be taught to the Dar HaFlaga that we're supposed to take from it.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.